Okay, Shavua Tov, everybody. So we had started on Erev Shabbos, a very critical halacha in the Rambam, Perek Chaf Dalet Halacha Aleph, which is about in Dinei Mamonos, how when the Dayan perceives MS to be a little bit outside of the system, in other words, he doesn't have a Raya Berura, but the way that he perceives MS, the system would discriminate against that. You'd have somebody who's Chashed Ala Shavuos, taking Shavuos, so that would be an unacceptable outcome, and the Dayan has the prerogative, and again, the Rambam establishes a very clear getter. Only something which is chazak belibo shehu emes, right, as we emphasized the other day, v'daito notalahen, right, davar chazak belibo shehu kain, those are the situations where the dayan has the prerogative. So we're going to get into the Rambam and the Ravid in just a moment. The point of infrastructure that's needed is that for a dayan to do this keneged ashtar is very different than in the case of a shua, because we have a principle of edim achasumin al ashtar, kamisha nechkara edusan bevezdin. That is to say, it's like taking on edim, which nobody could do, and that's a natural outer boundary of this halacha. So I think you're going to see very clearly how the Rambam Shita distinguishes itself. So the Rambam writes, V'chenim yatzer shtar chov lefana v'amr lo adam shesomich alav afilu isho karov ze paruahu. Please note that that's the issue here, parua. Im samcha daito al devarav yesh lo lomar lezeh lo tifra ala b'shavua. O im haya alav shtar chov la'acher yitin lezeh shelo nifkam shtar oklal. So, you know, that shtar will have to be paid off. Yaniach zeh shenifkam shtar v'divrei ha'echad o yashach ha'shtar b'fanav lo yidom b'klal kefi ma she'yirah. So the dying could put the shtar off to the side, he could put it to the back of the line, because somebody that he trusts is telling him that it's really paruah. V'chein mishabah v'tan she'yesh lo pikado ne'tzoploni she'meis b'lo tzavah v'nasan simanim uvhaken. Right, how would he know that that person had an object, and it doesn't seem likely that he could possibly know that. Right, it would be unlikely that he would have this object. If he gave siman and muvhakim, makes a lot more sense that it really belongs to that person. The guy just died within it is custody. V'chein kol kiyotzi b'zeh. Shein adavar masur ela lelibo shel dayan sheyidon kifi ma sheira lo shehudin emes. Again, the entire impetus for this halacha is what is emes. Imkein lamei tzricha torah shnei edim. So why do we have two witnesses? The dayan can do whatever he wants. Well, the answer is he can't do whatever he wants. Shebizman shivo lifnei hadayan shnei edim yidon al pi edusan afal pi shnei yodei be'emes heidu o v'sheker. So halacha, right, in terms of din, is a balance between process and MS in that sense. He has no idea if these two witnesses are telling the truth. We certainly hope that they're telling the truth. We'll do a drisha v'chakira, and Dinei Mamonos will waive that, kidei shelo tinal dalas bifnei lavin. But the point is that in the end of the day, yeah, the process is gover on whatever he thinks, you know, MS is. Now again, tzedek tzedek tirdov, kan b'din meruma, kan b'din she'ena meruma, hefimar b'lachkor aseidim, you try not to let the MS be the handmaiden to the process, but at some point, you have to rely on two witnesses, which takes us back to the shtar and the Ravid's objection. So Amar Avram, davar zahotzi, ma shepiri, shebeinu chanano, b'ma shamer of papa, kigun abba marmari, kirana shtar apume, right? We trust abba marmari, so we completely ripped up a shtar. So Emer da Afilo Bishtar Shishbo Nemano Seno Gove Alo Bishvua. The Ani Omer, so the Ravid objects, Afilo Bishvua Lo Gavi Alo Mikronami Lo Karinan Lei. Dok Mishkach Viksubis Perik Afil Pishvua Perik Adayanim, this is Dafman Beis. The Chol Rei Ashtar Alo Magbinan Vei. O Yimaya Lav Shtar Chov Lachar Yitin Lazesh Lo Nivkam Shtar Klau. Vierich Zesh Shiach Shtar Bedivri Ha'achar O Yashach Ashtar Befana Vilidon Klau. Okay, fine. So the Ravid is saying, I don't understand how the Shavua is going to rectify this particular situation, right? That's the Ravid's objection to Shita the Rambam, which he thinks is based on the Gaonim. So the Radvaz comments that, you know, Kavodo bimkom munach, that with great respect, for the Ravid's objection, he thinks that the Rambam's position is very clear. And then I want to add a Hosafa to the Radvaz's point. So Shamer of Papa, Hashda Damer Mar, Kimli Begave Milsi Kigon, Abamari Biri, the Kimli Begave, Kirana Shtarapume, Kirana Sakadaitach Ella, Mirana Shtarapume. We're not going to actually rip it up, but we're not going to collect the basis of Shtar. Das Rabbeinu, Kiva Nadalom Misaiman Hacha lo mikra karinan lei velo migva gavinan bay. We don't say that like we say in the Gemara in Ksuvis earlier. Hashta haishtar reya velo migva migabinan bay velo karinan lei. Mashmadin in Shavua iri ki the Pirish Rabbeinu Chanano that we're talking about for purposes of a Shua. V'kach Pirisha Tosu. So nafkamina shim yesh bishtar nemanos lo yipareya ela bishavua. Right? That the shtar can only be executed with the help of Yeshua. Avim Tomar, Hanicha b'shtar sheish bo ne'amana, so v'mein bo ne'amana, so my nafkamina. So that's why the Rambam says, L'tarizeh, kasev erbedim, hayel av shtar chov, yim tomer im lo hayel elo zeh, l'may nafkamina, if there's another shtar, so it goes to the back of the line. So l'tarizeh, kasev, v'yashlech hashtar befanav, right? And you're not going to collect it at all, with it at all. V'elo divei rabbeinu kehogan, b'shitas rabbeinu chananol, v'harif. Fine. The case of Mishnah says that the Rambam is based on the Rif as well. So I just wanted to add one thing. You know, for the Rambam, it comes back to the same point. When the fellow comes along and says that the shtar is parua, he's not challenging the edus of the witnesses at all. Right? The Rambam says the outer boundary of this halacha is al pishnayim edim yakum davar, is the fact that we always rely on witness testimonies. The only thing he's saying is that the shtar is parua. The shtar has already been paid back. So with respect to that, so a shavua is and can be efficacious, because what the shavua is saying is that no, I'm willing to take a shavua that such a shtar is not parua. But again, it wasn't as if, you know, we were just, you know, prepared to throw this edus off to the side and says, lo hayu dvarim me'olam. That would be a very different kind of a situation. So I think the Rambam's position is internally very consistent. Right? Al pishnayim me'edim yakum davar. But within those parameters, within a certain boundary point, right, anything that doesn't directly contravene testimony, even if it's not a raya barura, even if it's circumstantial, or one person is just advising the dying in a particular fashion, so he's absolutely allowed to take that into account. And parua is a great example of that. So the Rambam says a person who comes along and tells the dying that the shtar has already been paid, so the dying has the right to insist on a shavua. The dying could say that nothing is going to help, right? You know, and that we're not going to use this at all, as the Radvaz is pointing out. So again, the particular claim that the dayan is being told of parua is a particular one, because it doesn't challenge the edus in a direct fashion.